Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist Prophecy Bottom with today in Bible Prophecy Ministry. I want to welcome you to our show. We're looking at current world events in light of biblical prophecy and the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Holy. Well, folks, it's good to be here with you on this Thursday afternoon as I am coming to you live from Decatur, Indiana, where today we are scheduled to interview Professor Hillel Weiss. Professor Weiss is the spokesperson for the Sanhedrin. And we're going to be asking Mr. Weiss a series of questions today concerning the reestablishment of the Jewish Sanhedrin. What will be the function of the Jewish Sanhedrin when an up and coming rebuilt third Jewish temple is established on the most sacred piece of real estate on earth today? And folks, that will be the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And we know that the Sanhedrin is making a lot of noise in the world, if you will, because this month they are scheduled to put a number of people on trial. Two of those people that stick out will be President Barack Hussein Obama of the United States of America, and the second would be Pope Francis there at the Vatican in Rome, Italy. The Sanhedrin is looking to put these two men on trial. And the charge that the Sanhedrin has leveled against Obama and Pope Francis is incitement of genocide. Now, Mr. Weiss is scheduled to call in at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And there is a 7-hour difference between us in the West and the State of Israel in the Middle East. They're about 7 hours ahead of us. And I've had a series of communications via email back and forth between myself and Mr. Weiss. And so we agreed that he would come on the show today at 2:15 p.m., which would be 21:15 p.m. his time. We also had another rabbi who is from the Sanhedrin who also wanted to participate on the program today. But I told him that what we're going to do is we're going to settle with Mr. Weiss in order for us to talk with him about the happenings and the going on within the Sanhedrin. So we're hoping and praying that Mr. Weiss would call in to the program today, as he said that he would. And so we're looking forward to having Mr. Weiss call in to the show today. And so, folks, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to this live broadcast today, coming from to you from Decatur, Indiana. And again, folks, we're going to be talking with Mr. Weiss about a series of potpourri of questions concerning why put President of the United States and the leader of the Roman Catholic Church on trial. What would be the function, the purpose of the Sanhedrin in the third Jewish temple? Do they have a high priest that will not only oversee the Sanhedrin, but also the Levites? Do they have a high priest right now? Have they elected a high priest to oversee temple operations as well as the third Jewish temple? So, folks, there are a lot of things that we are going to be looking at in terms of the function of the Sanhedrin. Now, just to give you a little background before Mr. Weiss calls in at 2:15, and so we're expecting him to call in about 10 minutes from now. And again, folks, I'm really hoping and praying that he calls in, because if not, it's really going to leave egg on my face, because I let everybody know that he was going to call in today. He said he was going to call in today, being 7 hours ahead of us here in the States. Being here in the Midwest of the United States, so I'm hoping and praying that there's not any type of mix-up whatsoever. I mean, if there is, and if he is late calling in, I'm just going to continue with the program to wait for him to call in. If he doesn't call in, well, I'm not going to be much of a happy camper, but hopefully he will call in like he said he would. But, folks, just to give you a little background here about the Sanhedrin, we know that the Sanhedrin consisted of 70 high-ranking Jewish men. They engaged in civil affairs, civil matters, as well as religious matters. We also know that the Sanhedrin also were present there and oversaw the trial of the Lord Jesus 2,000 years ago. They are known in the Bible as the Council. And so whenever we see that phrase Council in the Gospels or mentioned in the book of Acts, that Council is referring to the Sanhedrin, the 70 Jewish men that were responsible for overseeing civil laws and, of course, religious laws as well. They were responsible for carrying out the religious ceremonies, and they were responsible for civil matters. And so we know that at the destruction of the temple and the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD by the Romans, the Sanhedrin started to fade into the woodwork of history. But now they have been reestablished. And there was a ceremony that took place in 2005. In a town in northern Israel in the Galilee called Tiberias, and right on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, they had a ceremony in which, after nearly 2,000 years, they have reestablished 70 men who called themselves the Sanhedrin. And from what we understand, folks, they have elected a high priest. Now, from what I understand from Dr. Jimmy DeYoung in reading his book, I believe it's Ezekiel, the Man and the Message, that the man who was elected to be high priest over the Sanhedrin was a man by the name of Yaakov Kleinman. Now, we want to know a little bit more about this Yaakov Kleinman, and is he still the high priest over the affairs of the Sanhedrin today? And so these are questions that Mr. Weiss will answer the moment he calls into the broadcast, in which he should be calling in at any moment. And so, folks, we know that with the stage being set for the rebuilding of a third Jewish temple, we know, based on what is going on right now at the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, is that they are now looking to raise $125,000 from donors all across the United States and around the world, for that matter, in order for the Temple Institute, based on what the director, Chaim Richman, has been talking about. They want to raise $125,000 to import frozen red Angus embryos to import from the United States, because it's illegal to import cattle from other countries to Israel, you know, because of the concern and the threat of mad cow disease, foot and mouth disease, and all this other stuff. So they want to raise that money to import these frozen embryos of red Angus cattle to Israel. They want to birth these cattle. I mean, they want to raise them right from birth and raise a series of kosher red heifers. According to Chaim Richman, they will select only a certain few of those red heifers so that they could use these red cows as sacrifice in a third Jewish temple when it's up and running. And so, folks, that's exactly what the Temple Institute is looking to do right now. They want to raise what, well, you heard the phrase, holy cow. Well, that's what they're looking to raise. They're looking to raise these holy cows, these red heifers, and they want to do it perfectly. Based on what we read in Numbers chapter 19. In Numbers chapter 19 gives us the qualifications for the red heifer. Of course, she must be a female red cow who has never given birth, was never yoked with another cow. It must be without spot and without any form of blemish whatsoever. It cannot have any scabs. It cannot have any bruises on it. And according to the rabbis, it must have two or three hairs of another. It cannot have no more than two or three hairs of another color. If it has more than three different types of colored hair, then that red heifer will be disqualified. And I know that in the past they have raised what the Temple Institute thought was an actual kosher biblical red heifer that met all the requirements of Numbers chapter 19. But after closer inspection of these red cows, it was shown that these cows were not, I mean, they were red heifers, they were red, but they did not meet the requirements of Numbers 19 because they were found to have defects. Maybe four or more hairs of another color, or maybe some spotting or some type of bruising on the cow. But these red heifers were shown not to be of any use by the Temple Institute. So because of all the past excitement and what they thought in the past they had red heifers, well, the Temple Institute said, we're going to just do this ourselves. As a matter of fact, they have a red heifer farm in Israel. They're not disclosing where it is, but they do have a red heifer farm in Israel. And what they are doing is that they are right now overseeing some of those cows that they have there right now. They're not telling us if these cows are actual red heifers or not, but they do have some red heifers there at a farm in Israel overseen by Chaim Richman at the Temple Institute. They are closely inspecting these red Angus cows. And you can actually go on YouTube and you can punch in the red heifer in the Temple Institute. And you can see Chaim Richman giving the explanation and showing exactly what they're looking to do. Raise biblical red heifers. So, folks, we see a convergence of all these things happening at once. Now, I'm not talking about all this drama that's going on in September of something big, quote, unquote, that's supposed to happen, that's being said by all of these prophecy doomsayers out there today. When I say a convergence of all these things happening, I'm talking about, folks, the reestablishment of the Sanhedrin. I'm talking about the Temple Institute looking to raise $125,000 to import these red Angus frozen embryos for the third Jewish temple for animal sacrifices. Okay, we just got an email from Mr. Hillel Weiss who said he will be calling in at any moment. So we're waiting for Mr. Weiss to call in. He just sent me an email saying that he is going to call in right now. And so we're just waiting for his number to appear on the studio screen. But let me continue to go on, folks, what I was talking about. All these things right now are converging together for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Right now we see the Temple Institute looking to raise these red heifers for animal sacrifice in an upcoming third Jewish temple. Now, folks, there are four proof passages in the Word of God that talk about this. Daniel chapter 9 and verse number 27, what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 15. Paul the Apostle, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And, of course, John the Apostle, Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Those are four passages that talk about a rebuilt third Jewish temple and animal sacrifices that will take place in that third rebuilt Jewish temple. Now, we know that what Daniel said in Daniel chapter 9, verse number 27, when he talks about the Antichrist confirming that seven-year peace treaty with Israel, this is what he said, "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week." Now, we know that 1 week is still future. It's a future seven-year period of tribulation to come. So that's that seven-year period of time. But Daniel goes on to say, but in the midst of the week, or in the middle of that seven-year period, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. In other words, the Antichrist walks into that rebuilt third Jewish temple. As a matter of fact, Mr. Hillel Weiss just came in, folks. I'm going to pick up on this in a few moments. So what we're going to do right now, folks, is we're going to immediately go to Hillel Weiss, who is the professor and he is the spokesperson for the Sanhedrin. Mr. Weiss, are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hillel Weiss,
hear you quite good.
Thank you so very much for calling into the show today. We really do appreciate it.
So, please ask your questions. I'm very glad to be on your program.
Well, Mr. Weiss, thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. And we do have a lot of questions that we'd like to ask you concerning the Sanhedrin. And we have many people that are listening to the program right now that want to know more about the Sanhedrin and what its function is. So could you tell us, Mr. Weiss, what is the function of the Sanhedrin?
Well, the Sanhedrin is a commandment in the Bible to raise courts all over the country and one supreme high court on the Temple Mount, in the temple, which called the Chamber of Gezit. This was in the time of the second, at least on the Second Temple time, as everyone knows. And this this court has the only authority upon the law, upon the Bible, upon the oral law, and so on. And if this court doesn't exist, all the law is collapsing. Now, Israel, the law is secular, and many times he turned against the Jews from his standpoint. Now, many generations Jews wanted to reestablish the Sanhedrin that was, let's say, canceled according between the 400th century to the 12th. There were many experiments to suit back, like in Sefat in the 16th century and on. Now, before 11 years ago, there was a legal process of making rabbis of the Sanhedrin, which is called smicha, to make the authority of the rabbis legal according the Torah. And this was in Tiberia after 5 years of preparations. And the Sanhedrin got the agreement of what is called Gdolei Ador, the big rabbis in the generation. And then it started to work about 2005. The president was Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz. He's a very evaluated person all over the world. But he, let's say, resigned because we wrote a scroll against the policy of George Bush. It's called Bush Scroll, and he personally signed it, but his supporters, the people that gave him money, told him that he will not go out or resign from the Sanhedrin. They will stop to raise for him money and contribute money and so on. Then he told us that he cannot go on, that he didn't resign, but he put himself aside. And we remained without him. Now, in this time, when he was a president, we make lot of process of cases, even against the Chinese, because people came here, the supporters of some sect, which called Falun Gong, and they gave testimony that the Chinese take limbs, organs, and sell it over the world and put all those people in camps and so on. And we call witnesses from all over the world, from Canada, from Australia, from Japan, and you can find it in the net, in the Google. You can write Sanhedrin in the China, and you can find it, all these cases, pictures, and so on. But we also make a lot of things inside Israel. After the evacuation from Gush Katif, who had long trouble and cases with the officers, with the army, with the government, because of this evacuation. There was a lot of interrogations of the rabbis and so on. And so it still exists till now. There is a court for Noahites, for Bnei Noach, and there are all kinds of specialists in special fields like economy, like converting, and so on and so on. Not everyone knows everything. And now we are coming to the... Yes.
What I was going to ask you, sir, is that you mentioned about the court of the Sanhedrin. From what we understand, there will be a trial of President Obama and Pope Francis tried by the Sanhedrin on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. Could you tell us more
right.
about that?
That's right. Okay, it will take place next week on Wednesday at 12 o'clock, according to the Israeli time, after the Pope make an agreement with Abu Mazen and said that he recognized the Palestinian land and that all the holy sites in the so-called West Bank, or at least in Jerusalem, belong to the Muslims. We wrote the Pope a warranty, a letter, that if he will not turn back from this announcement and this agreement, we will call him and he will stand before our court, and he can be punished by the court and the entire Vatican too. And also the President Obama. We saw that he's going to sign this agreement with Iran, which is like a Holocaust for the Jews, like Haman and Achashverosh, that the Jews, when Achashver took the ring from his finger and he gave it to Haman, then the Jews know that this writ, this law, will kill all of them in one day. And now what Obama did, that he make negotiations with a wish from the beginning to come to this result. And we think that we have lots of testimonies, documents, declarations that shows his intention from at least from the first year of his regime. He said, you have to decide or Yitzhar or Bushar. So said Rahm Emanuel, if you will not destroy Yitzhar, we will not destroy the nuclear bombs of Iran, which is one of them. One place is Bushehr. There is Fortin, there is Lot. So it was a threat from the beginning. Now, when Biden said on 2009 that Israel has the right to defend herself and to attack Iran, Obama gave a declaration, no, Israel has any right to attack Iran. So all this negotiation that he did now, it was a fishy, it was a lie, because he's like an agent of Iran. And this, what we want to show or to prove during the this process. But also the United Nations and all the five members in the Security Council, which is Russia, China, Britain, French, Germany, all of them is in one net, in one side, and also the European Union. And they all together make a treaty, a conspiracy, willingly conscious and unconscious, against the Jewish people. And that's what we want to show to everyone in the world by this process. But
so, Mr.
We call. Yes. What
I'm
do
sorry,
you ask?
I did not mean to cut you off, sir. If the President of the United States and Pope Francis is found guilty by the Sanhedrin court next week,
yes.
What would be
yes.
the outcome, sir?
Look,
what would be the
first
penalty?
Of all, this is an opening of the process. It will take all the process, I think, about a year, because we have to make, we call witnesses. Now,
I see.
We took people that will speak for Obama, and not only one, and not artificially. It's not a tribunal. There are a lot of Jews, like in the Democrats, in the state, and in Israel too, that believe really that Obama is a tzaddik, that he is right. And we give all those people a carte blanche to speak. Now, if he will not, if he will be convicted, all the prophecies will activate, and they activate also now. All the things with the falling down of the shares of China, of every disaster like the 10 plagues in Egypt, we personally cannot, let's say, we have no power to put him in jail or to physical or punishments and so on. But we believe the same as you, that all the prophets will come, but we call all the Gentiles, declare that Eretz Israel, that the Israel land belong only to the nation of Israel. Come with us to
That's
build
correct.
The temple. And if you will do those, we translate it from Hebrew to English. You have it, I think so. And if you will do some of these announcements, declarations, and you will behave according to them, we will pray to Hashem, to God, that He will not punish you, but bless you. And this is all the power that we have, but it is a big power. If you read Yonah Navi, the prophet Yonah, ran away from his mission to pray for mercy on the Gentiles in Nineveh. But Hashem was very angry on him, and he said, you didn't create them. They are miserable people. They have a lot of flocks and cows and so on, and children, and I have mercy on them. Now, what we are not making only one direction bill with the Gentiles. The Gentiles have a lot of claims against the Jews too. But we want to make a real peace according to the Bible in what we believe. And we are not coming like a wipe or to wipe the Gentiles and so on. We come to defend the Jewish people, all the Gentiles, and all the world, and all the universe. And we believe
I agree.
That this...
Well, no, I am
very happy that you agree. I'm very
yes,
happy that you... Yes, I'm listening.
If I remember my Bible, Mr. Weiss, if I read my Bible correctly, we see throughout the scriptures how Hashem has brought down major world empires who have tried to take the land away from the Jewish people. I mean, he's done it. He's
yes.
done it with the Assyrians, the Egyptians, the
yes.
Babylonians,
yes.
the Medes,
yes.
and the Persians, the Greeks, and the Roman Empire. What makes the United States different?
Exactly. And all those, all the awful punishment on those Gentiles is written in many prophets, like Obadiah, Ezekiel, Yeshayahu, Tzfaniah, Yoel, and so on. It's very, very clear. No, yes, some call it Agedon, some called it the Mahdi, we called it the Messiah. Okay, what the task of the court is to put the things on the table and to tell the entire humanity, the Jews also, choose. If you will not choose the life, if you don't choose the good way, you will be destroyed, not by the Sanhedrin, who have no power, but by the will of God, Hashem, which is written very clearly in so many places, and it will not be changed. So everyone that wants to give a testimony or to speak or to come to Israel before the Sanhedrin, after a month, we make another session. But we want to see what will be in the state in when the Pope and Obama will meet together in Yom Kippur, in the eve of Yom Kippur. What will be the destruction of this meeting?
Yes, I agree that when you touch the land of Israel and when you touch the apple of God's eye, the Jewish people, you're asking for some serious trouble. So we agree 100% with you, Professor Weisbot. I'd like to shift gears for a moment now, Mr. Weiss, on the rebuilding of a third Jewish temple. Now, we have about maybe 8 minutes left in the program, but what will be the Sanhedrin's connection to the rebuilding of a third Jewish temple? And do you have a high priest?
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
We hope that will be chosen or elected the Sanhedrin by all the nation. We are only keeping the keys. We are holding it to show the way. But we hope and believe that because of the situation that we are, the nation, every community will choose their own religious rabbi, and they will make the committee, and the committee will choose the president. The Sanhedrin shouldn't be like a group that is working. We are only pushing the Sanhedrin that will come very soon and very next. We believe that we are a Sanhedrin, a legitimate Sanhedrin, but we don't want that it will be for only a group of that had the initiative. We give up all our initiatives that will be a Sanhedrin of the nation, which is the supreme high court of the entire Jewish people. Now, what is written in the halakha, that the Sanhedrin has to sit, as I began this speech or conversation, on the Temple Mount. And this, the inspiration of the priest and the Levitics and the Leviim and the wise people all together, this makes the law, beside the talent, the special talent of the Messiah, that he can smell the justice. And this is the major way or the one way in the times to come. But we really know, we don't know when the Messiah will come. But we are now in a situation, in a physical, in a danger, in an economic real situation, we have to be active in this situation for the future. Now all our power is for building the third temple. We are working with the temple institution. We make lot of ceremonies. You can look in the Google on a movie that I have done, which called the calendar of the temple. Each month, each holiday, what the priests are doing in the temple. And we have now come to the Sukkot, the tabernacle, and we are doing the taking water from the Siloam, from the Shiloach, and pouring it on an altar with the priests, with garments, with all the vessels, as an exercise, because it's not on the Temple Mount, It's in Jerusalem, but it's really in the Siloach, in the Shiloach. It will be, I think, in the 1st of October. And so in Hanukkah, and so every month. Yesterday there was a big exercise of priests in a town which called Bat Yam. All kind of rituals that the Kohanim, the priests, have to prepare themselves to the temple. We are not waiting. We are training ourselves to the days to come.
So, and Mr. White,
of meaning
you are
of,
right now.
Yes.
No, what I'm sorry. What you're saying right now is that all of these exercises that you are doing right now is preparing the way for animal sacrifices in a third Jewish temple.
That's true. We are making every year exercise of sacrificing the Passover. Now it was the from 2012 we started. It's you can see it in the YouTube, and every year it becomes bigger and bigger. Last year was the chief rabbi of Jerusalem, Rabbi Aryeh Stern, and the chief rabbi of Sefet, Shmuel Eliyahu, the son of the chief rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, the late Mordechai, and many famous people. So we are not a lunatic fringe. We are coming more and more the mainstream, and people are listening.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Weiss,
but we've looked.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
We are dealing a lot with the guys in the outpost on the hills of Judea and Samaria. The government makes them a lot of troubles, puts them in detained, administrative detained, without any trial, without testimonies, and so on. And it's like a plague. There are now 90 guys in jail. And we are supporting them very loudly. And we are recruiting more and more rabbis and politicians from the major parties. And we hope that the government will understand that she cannot attack Iran and the Muslims and so on, and together with it to attack the Jews, the real Jews, the real pioneers that are in Israel in the same time. It doesn't work. So we have a lot of contradictional tasks and processes. We are putting ourselves in danger, and we hope that Hashem will see the suffering of his people and show them the way, and to the Gentiles too, and then will come the redemption.
Well, Mr. Professor Hillel Weiss, I want to thank you so much for being on our show today, but we have like maybe
thank you.
Less
thank
than
you
30
very
seconds.
Much.
We have less than 30 seconds, Mr. Weiss. What would you like to say to the people of the United States? In less than 30 seconds, what would you like to say to the people of America?
I want to say to the people of the United States, believe in the redemption, believe in Hashem, believe in Jerusalem, start to help to prepare the third temple, start to come out from all the sins, like all these sex sins and poverty and all kind of things that people have to give up of them. And then we believe that the United States have a big, big future, more than all the history before, and all of them will come as pilgrimage to Jerusalem, to the third temple very soon. Now try to persuade Obama or more people of the Democrats not to support this horrible Nazis agreement that is meaning is to annihilate the Jews the same as in the Holocaust. And don't believe to any other story. Obama didn't have the right to start this negotiation before Iran says, we are regretting that we spoke against the Jews to destroy Israel and so on. And if they don't say it and mean it, he has not any moral and legal right to start to negotiate with them. And if he's doing it, he's like a criminal that cooperates with criminals that make a conspiracy to kill and to make to kill the Jewish people. To have, this is the meaning of the thing, and God will come with him and will judge him and will give him the punishment, and not us. We are only declare the way and show the facts. This is our tasks.
Well, Mr. I want to thank you so much for being on our program today. And, of course, we're out of time, but we would love to have you back on a future program to let us know what's going on. So we want to thank you so very much.
We're saying in Yiddish, Seid gesund. Be in health all the time. Be in mercy and Mary and Joyce. And have a good year. Toda rabah.
Toda rabah, my friend. Thank you, Mr. Weiss. Well, folks, that was my interview with Professor Hillel Weiss, the spokesperson for the Sanhedrin. And so this is August Rosado saying, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.